Now, for more on that story, we're joined by Selim Razak, a Turkish political scientist based in Washington, D.C. Thank you for talking to us on France 24. Now, Selim, you personally know Jamal Khashoggi. You met him half a dozen times this year alone. Tell us about that.
Mr. Khashoggi was a regular fixture at events in Washington, in New York as well. It would not be accurate to say that I know him per se. He's got his friends and colleagues who would be in a position to speak much more about Mr. Khashoggi. But I had the opportunity to speak with him a bunch of times. And something that struck me about our conversations is Mr. Khashoggi was someone who had been in government, but always been around the echelons of government in Saudi Arabia. And his thinking seemed to be informed by a growing sense of unfamiliarity. This regime that he knew quite well was more unpredictable, and it was going in a direction that he didn't necessarily like. And he was vocal about his criticism in that sense, but he never really saw himself as a dissident. He was perhaps a critic.
Well, that's what I was I was about to put that to you, because he wasn't calling for regime change. He supported the 2030 vision for Saudi society put forth by Mohammed bin Salman. It does seem extraordinary if the narrative we're kind of getting is true, that he would be targeted when he wasn't really that vociferous a critic.
Something that one of my directed this question to one of my Turkish contacts, asking if this narrative is true, why Mr. Khashoggi would be targeted. Something that's been hitting the news recently is that Mr. Khashoggi was working on a pro-democracy think tank, and he's been meeting with Gulf-based donors, with activists. I think the organization's name was going to be Dawn, and it was incorporated in Delaware, Democracy for the Arab World Now. If that is the case, considering that he was also previously an editor-in-chief for a newspaper owned by Al-Waleed bin Talal, the billionaire who was part of the Ritz-Carlton arrests, perhaps that made him a liability for the Saudi regime. But otherwise, this is beyond the best of our imaginations. Mr. Khashoggi is a very well-known Saudi journalist. The fact that he would vanish, and potentially in this grisly way, it's impossible to wrap our heads around it, obviously.
Now, Turkey is caught between a rock and a hard place in this regard. You're Turkish. Tell us your take on that.